This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
Confidence. Do you have it? It's poise. Self-assurance. Belief in yourself. Some people can study hard, know the facts, have the talent, and still lack confidence. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One. I'm doing a limited series called Wanting Ice Water at work and in life. How to survive and thrive in this very difficult digital time. Please subscribe and share my podcast. I really need you. Are you searching for confidence? For some of us, it can be like the cowardly lion, searching for courage. It's a horrible feeling, but there are ways to overcome your insecurities. I use The Power of Positive Thinking. It's a good book, a must read. I always take the time each morning or sometime during the day when I'm alone to remember all my gifts. Not things, my other gifts. And I'll just be conceited here. My eyes, my smile, and the fact that I can see, and I still have good teeth. You get it. I'm counting my blessings, something we all forget to do. And why do we forget? Because we are bombarded with so much negativity and so many haters. My 3-year-old granddaughter, Araya, still loves her papa. She needs her papa. Now, some of us call it a binky, and doctors or therapists call it a pacifier. I'm sure they would say that it's bad, and we need to take it away from her for good. Someone advised me at one point we should put hot sauce on it to discourage her from using it. Big eye roll here, and this is in all caps. What? No! Did they take away our hair and our nice clothes? Get our hair done so that we can have more confidence? Oh, no. We all need help. The binky, like Dumbo's magic feather. It's needed. And why try to take it away from us? Sometimes when we lose Araya's papa, she and I walk around calling out, "Papa, where are you?" It takes her mind off the fact that she wants it, and it's fun. When you're searching for confidence, like the papa, there are things you can do to survive and thrive. Why do it? Well, when you appear to lack confidence, that can really hurt your career, and it can hurt your life. This is an issue that haunts my talented daughter, and she's asked me about it because I have a problem. I have a problem with being overly confident about everything, and I know where I get it. I get it from my mom. My mom, who always made me feel like I could do anything. And she'd say, "You can do anything if you work hard." And this kind of theory worked for me for many, many years. When I was a Washington, D.C. correspondent, I faced many impossible assignments. Part of it was the bully I worked for, but most of all, it's life. Life is hard. Work is difficult. And sometimes people expect the impossible. When I felt that my stories or video reports were less than good, I played the "I'm great" affirmation game. I know that when I was preparing for live shots, I would boost myself up in my mind and say things like, "This is going to be a great report. This is going to be so great. We're going to tell them everything they need to know." And I would tell myself that over and over again as I was walking to my live shots. And by doing that, many times, it turned out to be true. I was once assigned a live shot for KTVU, Channel 2 in Oakland, San Francisco. I loved it that once one of the anchormen from there said, "You know, when you go live, there are 5 million people watching you," as if that's going to make me feel better. That I might mess up in front of 5 million people. Well, KTVU had purchased a special live time on the satellite feed, and they paid extra for a fiber optic live shot right across the street from the United States Supreme Court. The justices were handing down a major decision on abortion, and I was to go live at 10 a.m. Well, 10 a.m. is exactly when the court gavels into session, and that is 7 a.m. in California, when the news begins. So as a television journalist, a correspondent, I was supposed to do a live shot on a decision that wasn't going to be handed down for 15 or 20 more minutes And then once that decision was handed down, it's going to take me time to read it and figure it out. It's about this time that I usually call all the news managers that I've ever worked for dumb. And I would think, they don't know what the F they are doing. Well, I knew this abortion case. It was a case out of Pennsylvania, and I had covered it before for our station there. I wrote a great background report on the case, and I fronted that, talked about it live, and then they rolled the report, and then I talked about it after the report, and the court was pictured right behind me, and it was a beautiful shot. All the protesters were out, but I was clueless about what was going on inside the court. But because I knew that case very well, as I was walking to the live shot, I kept telling myself, this is going to be the greatest live shot in the history of all live shots. There is that beautiful Supreme Court building and all the protesters chanting, and you're going to be great, Gloria. You're smart. The networks are going to start calling. They're going to hire you after this. And so I went live, and I talked, and I talked. And when the decision happened, the producer was feeding me information in my ear into my IFB earpiece. We were great. It worked. As my editor used to say, we fooled them again. I was so confident. And it was wonderful. Please give that to your kids. More than anything, give it to yourself. If you're searching for the confidence binky, tell yourself how smart you are, how good you are, how hard you've worked, and how you deserve it, because it's all true. It works. This is confidence in the digital age. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is Wanting Ice Water. Please subscribe and share. For more on confidence, please listen to Confidence and the Other Treasures My Mother Gave Me, one-on-one with Linda Moraga.